keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Sneaky, 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 oh Lord. Sneaky, oh Lord.
Before you know it, it will hit you with a swing. And then your heart will start to sing. And you'll start skipping with joy the day you fall in love with the right little boy. Oi, oi. I must confess to let you girlies know. It happened to me, wowee, what a blow. That I had inside, it was so wonderful. Ay, 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 ay. Well, sneaky as it may be,
all right, that's how we open up tonight's program. October 9th, it is today, 2014. My name is Lou Rollo, and you have the Big Beat Show on your radio or device or internet. And I'm really glad you're out there listening. I want you to turn the volume up tonight because I got some really good stuff for you. A lot of unreleased stuff that came out on a series of CDs, which I'll be telling you about, like that one right there by an unknown group. And that was called Sneaky Old Love. And the CDs that I'm playing tonight are on Group Classics CDs, which came out, I think there's about 7 or 8 of them, came out about 10 years ago. That one is on Group Classics Volume 4, Sneaky Old Love. But no one knows, at least they're not telling us, who they are. Now, sometimes when you have a CD like this, when they don't know who it is, they just give them a name. And I think that's what they did on this next one. I think many of you know the Turbans recording of Sister Sookie. This one, though, is credited to the Lamplighters. And I looked up everything the Lamplighters ever did, and it's not there. And I don't know why the Lamplighters would do an answer to a Philadelphia song, but they might. But here they are, the Lamplighters. And this is pretty good, too. This is called Sister Sookie Comes Home.
I heard a knock upon my door. I knew I heard that knock before. I went to the window into my surprise. There was Sister Sookie standing winking her eye. And that girl, she's back from Egypt.
With rhythm like that, the show's gotta be a success.
Yes, before you came, what was lost to me? But now you're here, love is all I see. We've got warm love, a hot love, a really old warm love. Yes, we've got warm love, a hot love, a really old warm love. Well, we've got a love so hot it hangs down there's a fall. Yes, baby. I'm pleading, baby, baby, never go away. If you go away, I'll die that very day. If you don't love me, love me, love me, baby. Well, love me, love me, love me, baby. Yeah, please love me, love me.
On Columbia Records, August 1954. Yeah, Columbia, the Wailers and Hot Love. Just ahead of that, Heartbeat by the Whirlwinds on Phillips Records, issued September 1963. And it also came out later on the Times Square record label in 1967. And it was Sister Suki Comes Home by, it says the Lamplighters, all right? I'll give it to you just like that. All right, on this date, October 9th, 60 years ago, in 1954, the first black female rhythm and blues hit record hit the charts, Oop Shoop by Shirley Gunter and the Queens. Just want you to know this is a very important date. And I remember it got played here on the East Coast, so I remember hearing it in 1954. I was 10 years old, but I heard it. All right, next we're going to do something, a couple, this is another thing from an unreleased thing, but this is by the, we're going to play the Cardinals, recorded for Atlantic Records, and unreleased. It was recorded January 13th, 1953, and it's called For a While. But before we go there, we're going to go to Gone Records, July 1957. Hear the Deltas, and Let Me Share Your Dream. once again, I asked that question, why didn't they release that? That's as good as anything the Cardinals did. And it wasn't like 3 minutes and a half, but there you go. January 13th in 53 is when they recorded it. Atlantic never issued it. It was the Deltas on Gone Records, July of 57, gave us Let Me Share Your Dream. That Cardinals record, A Slice of Heaven on 88.7. And we're going to go now to the Bally label in 1957, the date of issue on this one. Here are the Argyles and Moonbeam.
Give me a kiss to remember you. it to be. Come on and take my
Paramounts we just heard on Combo Records, 1959, date of issue on that one, Take My Heart. We heard the Argyles at the top of the set, Bally Records, 1957, with Moonbeam, and it was the Buddies on OK Records from August 1959, gave us Give Me Your Love, right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. Well, now I want to talk a little bit about the Little Anthony book that I mentioned last week. It's written, it's called Little Anthony, My Journey, My Destiny by Arlene Krieger, and it's published by Mascot Books. All right. I really wanted this to be a great book, and it wasn't. I'm just going to be brief on this because I could talk for a while. It is rife with grammatical errors, spelling errors, incredibly run-on sentences with maybe five thoughts in the run-on sentence, and misspelling, unbelievable. And they just, how could you call Dinah Washington? How could you write her name as Diana Washington? I don't think anyone ever proofread this book at all. It goes very much into, I guess, some interesting things about his early childhood, his grossly irresponsible love life, and use of drugs, and the worst actual part about it, during the whole book, and it's a thick book. Let me tell you how many pages is in it, by the way. It's right here, and it's a 363-page book. No, are you ready for this? No mention of Richard Barrett at all. Not there. Richard Barrett was his mentor, his guide, his producer, wrote a lot of records for him. Not given one mention in this book. That is actually, in my opinion, the most glaring error in the whole book. Okay, I'm done.
Part of you.
Pretty nice record. Yeah, pretty nice record there by a group called the Rialtos on the CB label from 1964. I guess you know the title, right? It was It Hurts. Just before that, something that gets considerable airplay on this show, the Scott Brothers, Skyline Records, 1959. We heard Part of You. Great. I love that record. I guess you know that. All right, next up on the Big Beat Show, something that came out on VJ. Well, I'm going to tease you first of all. First, I'm going to play this thing on VJ in 1961 by a group called The Infatuators, a song called Where Are You? I think it's styrene, this 45, too. A nice quality styrene. And then we're going to go to Group Classics Volume... I don't know, Volume 7. Yeah, Volume 7. And something called Casual Air by the V8s. Now, casual air, I guess, is an old expression for, like, going outside and the air is nice. You know, it's a nice night or something like that. Casual air, and the group is called the V8s. I don't know what V8s this is, but it's not any V8s I ever heard of. It's not the V8s, the New Jersey group at all. But it is a really good record. I think they just named this unknown group the V8s. Casual air. Get ready for that one, you know what I mean? If you haven't taken your heart medicine, take it. But right now, the Infatuators on VJ with Where Are You? Okay, you ready for this? You sure?
I look out the door. I stare into space, looking for your face. A face I can't replace. Oh, I think you're gone, but my hope still lingers.
was there, thinking about you, darling, wondering if you care. But darling, as I said to you before you left, there could never be anyone for me.
So I'll close the door, won't look anymore, won't stare into space, not even for your face. For I know you
return
and give me all your love,
your love.
For I
told you, didn't I? All right, casual air means casual attitude.
Ball, 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 ball.
Darling.
Ball, ball, ball.
Sweetheart.
Ball, ball, ball.
Sugar.
Ball, ball, ball.
Honey.
Ball, ball, ball.
Darling.
Ball, ball, ball.
Baby.
Ball, ball, ball.
Oh, why?
Ball, ball, ball.
I've lost her. Where did she go? So both night and day, why did she go away? Why did she go?
Why did she go?
I remember the night that she said that she loved me so.
A meditation for all passing by.
The mission at the roadside. A place to go and pray. You'll find a person there. And every day,
the mission
at the roadside, I go every day to get down on my knees
for
since you've been gone.
ba, ba.
I'm so alone.
Won't you help me?
Please, please help me.
Ba, 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 ba.
Since you've been gone,
ba, 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 ba.
I'm so alone. You don't know how much I need your love at the mission. The roadside, a place of meditation for all passing by. The mission.
Yeah, that's something really, really nice by the Contours on Finch Records, 1958. The Mission. And just before that, we heard, yeah, The Magnificence. Not scheduled for that point in the show, but there you go, on VJ Records. I think I played it off my promo. Doesn't make any difference. 1956, great group, man. Why Did She Go? Just got a call from Charlie Horner telling us that that is the V8s from New Jersey, all right? So there you go. Really nice recording. Casual Air by the New Jersey V8s. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you very much for calling. All right, let's see. Where are we next? Oh, yeah.
First kiss you gave me, the first day we met.
I'll
remember, darling,
long
after I'm dead.
The first kiss you gave me, I'll always remember. I was such a child then. That kiss I'll remember was that of the first day we met. The
first day we met.
Now when I hold you with my arms, my heart is on fire. Hold on to your love is my one desire.
Anywhere.
As a New York City street classic right there. The Paragons on Windley Records, 1957, and Two Hearts Are Better Than One. I think that is my favorite Paragon song tonight. And before that, the Elverios. The Elverios, a bird group on Ravello Records, 1959. And they gave us First Kiss. Let's see if we can get... we got time for these next two, I think. Probably a little more time. King Records, 1955. Here are the King Inkspots, the King group that was the Inkspots, or I should say the Inkspots that were on King, and this is called Keep a Movin'.
Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Sing with me, sing the catchy little melody. It's as simple as you ABC. All you gotta do is keep it moving, keep it moving. Let's hear you sing. There's no need to make the rafters ring. You don't have to have a voice like me. All you gotta do is keep it moving, keep it moving.
Just join the congregation, enjoy the celebration, and sing with animation. Let's hear it. Everybody sing along, sing the catchy little happy song. It's impossible to sing it wrong. All you gotta do is... Enjoy the celebration and sing with animation. Let's hear it.
Everybody sing along, sing the catchy little happy song. It's impossible to sing it wrong. All you've gotta do is keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving, not keep a moving. That was the Inkspots, as I told you, the King group. There's so many Inkspots groups. You know, a lot of them are really good, though, even though they don't have, some of the original members. They're pretty good. I kind of like the King group. Their ballads are also wonderful. Anyway, thanks very much for listening tonight, and we're going to finish up with the Marquees on the Joanne label from 1960 and something called Stay With Me. Thanks very much for listening. May harmony be with you. Good night. Here are the Marquees.
tears cry.
Make me glow.